Joining us right now for a look at how the COVID pandemic is impacting his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So our death count is at 505 residents. Total cases overall is 31,124 cases. Current active cases are 215, which is an uptick of 37 since yesterday. And out of those 37, 31 of the cases are ages 18 and older. So, you know, the numbers are going up. We had a call on Monday with the hospitals again. Some of their census numbers are going up as well, but nothing like it was a year ago or 2 years ago. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to continue to get the boosters and the vaccines in people's arms, and we're working diligently right now with all our providers here in the city of Brockton.
So there was an uptick in hospitals, but you say they're still handling it fairly well.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Yeah, they are, and Neighborhood Health Center as well. And, you know, we are we're working on an analysis of the wastewater. It gives us a better representation of the actual hard numbers, and still giving out a lot of the at-home test kits and still giving out masks. Some people are still looking for some PPE. So we're working diligently to accommodate any requests that we get here at City Hall.
Now, are you concerned about some of these variants that have been kind of popping up now, or what's your concern there?
Yeah, no, we've had some really detailed conversations with the health providers. Again, my medical consultant, this Dr. Rick Herman, MD, and Dr. Eno Mondeser, PhD, heads up our public health. So, you know, we're keeping an eye on that. We're watching it. We're looking at the data, and both Rick and Eno are doing this on a daily basis. So, you know, we have to continue to, you know, keep our eyes on the prize, which is a healthy, safe city of Brockton and Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So it's all hands on deck to this day.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too, about something that's also an issue right now that's kind of keeping in the news. That's monkeypox. How concerned are you about that?
Yeah, so we had a department head meeting, and then Dr. Mondeser was sharing that same concern. We have not had any confirmed cases of monkeypox in the city of Brockton, but, you know, it's out there, right? And so, you know, the providers and the hospitals and Neighborhood Health Center, we're all, you know, working on this. And so they are multitasking, right? They're dealing with COVID-19. They're looking and analyzing for monkeypox. But it is a serious, serious ailment. And, you know, I can tell you that we have not had a confirmed case in the city of Brockton as of yet, thank God.
And, of course, there's West Nile virus, which was recently detected in Easton.
Yeah, it was, and you know, we see these you know, these findings every summer and spring, and you know, Easton's Bristol County, but it literally touches Brockton. So you know, it's a serious health concern, and we're analyzing that. I know our friends in Plymouth County, they do a lot of spraying to try to minimize and mitigate the spread of the you know, the infection vis-a-vis the mosquitoes. So, you know, I'm thankful for everything that Plymouth County does, county commissioners, and you know, we're going to continue to work diligently with all our neighboring communities as well.
Now, speaking of, while we're talking about physical health, there's also mental health. And, of course, your office is promoting minority mental health awareness.
We are. I mean, we know that COVID has changed everybody, right? It's impacted us financially, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And so, you know, we are trying to do a reach out to all aspects of the city of Brockton. Again, Brockton is a very diverse community. It's what makes Brockton Brockton. So, you know, it's young and old, and so from our perspective, anything that we can do to help people, we will do that. And I was on a call today with Sue Joss, the CEO of Neighborhood Health Center, and Dr. Maria Celli of Neighborhood Health Center as well, and they are seeing without question an uptick on people coming in for behavioral health and mental health issues. And you know, my view is, you know, don't keep it to yourself. You know, there are experts out there that can help you and guide you and provide services and wraparound services as well. So, you know, in Brockton, anything we can do to help people, that's, as long as I'm mayor, that's what we're going to continue to do. But this is paramount right now because of COVID.
Now, you're still holding Flag Day observances.
We are. It's been a wonderful thing to get, you know, different community members from different backgrounds here in the city of Brockton. You know, I bought, I think it's 82 different flags to represent different aspects of the community. And, you know, it's something that we can do. It doesn't take a lot of time, but I think it's really poignant and it means something. And I'm really thankful that, you know, we have a good turnout of city employees, school employees, and elected officials, but more importantly, Brocktonians, right, residents and business owners. So we'll continue to do that. And you know, we have a wonderful Cape Verdean Festival coming up. It's an annual thing. It's coming up in 2 weeks. So, you know, it's really a good time to be able to get outside during the summer months, enjoy the nice weather. We're still doing our youth programs. We're doing tennis and flag football and soccer and swimming lessons up at Brockett High School the evening. So it's really a good time right now to get outside, enjoy, exercise, and have fun.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.